89.9 FM, Vancouver.
For the latest reports from the world of sports to WAKY. Refreshing WAKY plays music just for you. WAKY, the Big 79. WAKY, the Big 79. WAKY, Louisville, Kentucky. WAKY. WAKY, Louisville, Kentucky. WAKY. WIBG.
WIBG.
Radio 99.
Radio 99.
And the hits just keep on coming.
Hey, we're the monkeys. You never know where we'll be found. eating, the people down there eating like wild geese. I'm on the way.
Where are you going?
I'm going back to Alabama. Talk about your people have a whale of a time, eating up a chicken and drinking their wine. I'm on the way. I'm going back to Alabama.
Play me a song, boy. Some folks say that a tramp won't steal, but I caught three in my cornfield. I'm on my way. I'm going back to Alabama. One had a bushel and one had a peck. One had a roach near tied around his neck. I'm on my way. I'm going back to Alabama. Think I can do it?
Now there comes Sal walking down the street with the rundown shoes tied on her feet. Good morning, honey.
Good morning.
Get over there, baby. Stand over there, Sal. Hello, Sal, I know you. With a rundown slipper and a tore-up shoe, I'm on the way.
On the way, I'm going back to Alabama.
When I get ready to leave this earth, I'm gonna look back till my money's worth. I'm on the way.
On your way, I'm going back to Alabama.
Yeah, hey, I'm going back.
Welcome to the Generation Exploitation Podcast and Laugh Tracks, a show about comedy on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Cliff Nestroff. We just heard Johnny Bond singing Alabama, the theme song from the television show The Monkees, Mel Brooks and Skip Hennant off the Electric Company record talking about the silent E, and we started off the show today with Where Evil Grows by The Poppy Family featuring Terry and Susan Jax. Right now we're going to listen to some comedy from Godfrey Cambridge off his splendid epic record stand-up comedy LP. Here's Godfrey Cambridge, Ready or Not.
And you know, when you move into these new middle-income places, you begin to feel a little guilty, you know. Because what happens is, you remember when you're living in that old apartment, you know, with the walls painted green, you know, and the rats that you all knew personally by name. You know, you'd say, oh, there's Lancelot. How are you, Lancelot? Cheese and crackers, they're over there on the radio. Don't bite the baby, protein is bad for you. Want a little oleo? Right over there, yes indeed. You know, you remember, the ceiling falls and hits you in the head, you know, you say, oh, put on your helmet, here it comes. You know, so you feel very guilty about this and you have to compensate for it, right? So you know how my wife compensates? My wife is on a back-to-your-roots kick. You know, she's got her hair cut in the natural style now, very close, you know. She doesn't press her hair anymore. And she looks a lot like Jomo Kenyatta. And the whole apartment is done in African motif. We got more African art in our apartment than Kwame Nkrumah. We got ivory tusk hassocks and ivory tusk couch. You try sitting on one of those. Yeah. And then she's done the bedroom in brown. The whole thing, the drapes, the ceiling, the carpet, the spread, the pillow. One day she took a bath and came into the room. It took me 3 hours to find her. So that's a little agonizing. I got really fed up with the whole middle income scene, you know, and I had to get out of this apartment. I just wanted a house of my own, you know, in the suburbs. But I'm stuck with a 3-year lease, you know, and how do you break a 3-year lease, you know? And then I had a stroke of genius because I remembered that when I made the film version of Pearly Victorious, we shot it all indoors, but we had to show miles and miles of cotton fields. So we had these artificial cotton bushes made up. So I got me about 500 of those artificial cotton bushes and put them out on my terrace. And I'd get out there with my watering can in the morning, my straw hat, and say, yes, I'm glad to be out here. I was just ordering the barbecue outfit when they called and told me, like, I could break the lease. So I was overjoyed. And we started looking for a house in the suburbs. And when you look for a house in the suburbs, you must realize that there's a whole new phenomenon that we're all becoming more familiar with. It's called blockbusting. Now, blockbusting is when one of our colored brothers moves into an all-white neighborhood, and the property value is supposed to tumble, and the white people are supposed to panic, and they end up throwing bricks and bombs and burning crosses. And what the white people don't realize is that Negro that's living there, he's not afraid of bricks and bombs and burning crosses. He's afraid that another Negro will move in the neighborhood. Tell it like it is. I can remember we were the first on our block, and I remember my mother running in the house and saying, "Look, they are moving in." I said, "Ma, do you know that they are us?" I got off the bus one day in Scarsdale by accident, and in the 15 minutes it took me to get another bus, property values dropped 50%. Oh, it's getting good to you, yeah. Enjoy yourself, soul brother. New type of Negro who lives in those very plush suburban neighborhoods, you know, like he doesn't want to hear about the racial problem. He says, "It's not my problem." You know, so he drives that long car and he leaves it parked like in the city, and he says he's gonna walk home to the suburbs because he's keeping up with the physical fitness program of the government, you know. And we know if he parks it in front of the house, the man gonna repossess it, you know. The truth can never hurt you, you know. And, you know, and the funny thing about it is you run into these people all over the place. I know when I just gotten out of college, I was wearing like my 12-button suit, you know, and the attaché case. And I was looking for a job, you know, and I ran into this cat in the lobby of this building in Park Avenue, and there he was, my soul brother, sweeping and mopping the floor, you know. But I was very glad to see him, and I walked up to him and I said, "Ah, my man," I said, "could you tell me where I could find the personnel office?" And he said, "We don't hire color." I said, "I'm here." I ran into this cat going back to the suburbs in the afternoon with his overalls and his attaché case. And he had his very thin umbrella, and he sat down next to this white bejeweled dowager. And they were heading up there to Scarsdale. And as he sat down next to her, she went, "Oh, colored people." And he said, "Colored people, where? When he goes to the store to buy a watermelon, he is so ashamed he tells the man, "Wrap it up."
Introducing two cops only a mother could love. Meet Coffin Ed Johnson and Gravedigger Jones, two of New York's finest. Two cops who take charge when an $87,000 bale of cotton comes to Harlem.
Tell me something, will you? What's a bale of cotton doing in Harlem?
A bale of cotton?
Bale of cotton.
No, what would a bale of cotton be doing in Harlem?
Down south, cotton was king.
Cotton comes to Harlem. It's Cops and Robbers with a shade of difference.
See any cotton around here lately?
A bale of cotton, sure.
Where is it now?
You turn Japanese, huh?
Wait, come on, you know the position. Come on.
Damn it.
Another fine mess you got us into.
I got us into. Shut up and shoot.
Godfrey Cambridge is Gravedigger Jones. Raymond St. Jock is Coffin Ed Johnson. Calvin Lockhart.
Well, if it ain't King Kong and Frankenstein.
Hey, what kind of talk is that, soul brother? Don't you know that black is beautiful?
They put a personal touch on everything they handle.
Do you have to play with that thing?
I'm insecure, Captain.
They're big, they're cool, they're beautiful.
Where is that bale of cotton?
There ain't no such thing as a bale of cotton in Harlem.
Is that black enough for you?
I finally found that bale of cotton.
One thing's for sure, it ain't drugstore cotton.
This is genuine Mississippi cotton.
Don't you know it's cotton? Come on, let's move
kick cotton in the butt.
Coffin Ed Johnson and Gravedigger Jones, two cops only a mother could love.
Visit to a French beauty salon. En visite dans un salon de coiffure français. Lesson 1. Attention. Apply your setting lotion as evenly as possible. And comb your hair back, behind your ears, until it is flat and sleek. If you are going to wear a bang, separate this part of your hair and clip it together on the side. This should be set after you have rolled the rest of the hair. Now, separate your hair in three sections by making two parts on the top of your head. Take a glance at your chart. Start rolling at the front of the head. Take a section of hair the size of a roller. Be sure the hair is smooth, with all snarls combed out of it. When placing the roller, hold your hair in the opposite direction from which you are rolling. In other words, hold your hair straight up and slightly forward as you are rolling backward. Look at your chart. If you follow this technique, you will be amazed at the results. When you take your rollers out, the roots of your hair will actually stand up. This will give you a natural bouffant, even before teasing time. What is more, your set will last much longer. Now, separate a second section of hair in the same manner. Place another roller behind the first one and carry on this way until the crown of your head.
Ooh. old western town, leaning across the bar in the old saloon, Walter Brennan. Walking through the swinging doors, we see Gary Cooper. I play both parts.
Howdy.
Howdy, stranger. Just come to town?
Yes, I... I just blew in from Dodge City.
Can I buy you a drink?
Well, I don't mind as long as I can buy you one, too.
Yeah, what's your name, stranger?
Well, everybody calls me Tex.
What part of Texas you from?
Well, I'm not really from Texas. I'm from Louisiana.
Then why they call you Tex?
Because I'm not gonna let nobody call me Louise.
Stop! Before you skidoo, we'd like to introduce our cast and crew.
Jackie Gleason was Tony Banks, Carol Channing Flo, Frankie Avalon, Angie, Fred Clark, a tower guard, Michael Constantine Leach, Frank Ocean, the man, John Philip Law, Stash, Peter Lawford, the senator, Burgess Meredith, the warden, George Raft, the skipper, Cesar Romero was Hetchy, Mickey Rooney, Blue Chips, Packard, and Groucho Marx played God in the Otto Preminger films, Kadoodly-doo-doo-doo. With Arnold Stang as Harry, Dorman Rand as mayor, Bill Arnold as her husband, Slim Pace as a switchboard operator, Robert Donner as another switchboard operator, Richard Keel as Beanie, Tom Law as Geronimo, Jake Rosenstein as Eggs, Benedict, Stacey King as the Amazon, and Rennie Roker as a prison guard, Roman Gabriel as a prison guard, and Nilsson as a tower guard, and Stone Country as themselves, and the Orange County Ramblers play the Green Bay. And introducing Austin Pendleton as Fred, Alexandra Hay as Darlene, and Luna as God's mistress. Well, you know what I mean. Music and lyrics by Nilsson, who also played a tower guard, arranged and conducted by George Tipton, a very good friend. Choreography, Tom Hansen. Costumes, Rudy Gernberg. Photographed in Panavision and Technicolor, Director of Photography, Leon Shamroy, ASC. Sound, Glenn Anderson, Franklin Milton, and Lloyd Hanks. Thanks. Camera operators, Irving Rosenberg and Dewey Wrigley. Chief Electrician, Fred Hall. Key Grip, Leo McCrary. Transportation, George Coleman. Editor, George Royce.
Assistant editor, Dean Ball. Music editor, Fred Pryor. Sound effects editor, Don Higgins. Negative cutter, Connie Rose. Script supervisor, Kathleen Faith.
Oh, boy.
Art director, Robert E. Smith. Assistant art director, J. Monty Elliott. Set decorator, Fred Price. Special effects, Charles Spurgeon. Painter, Eugene Acker. Property master, Kenny Westcott. Commercials by John Urie. Executive assistant to the producer, Nat Rudick. Dialogue coach, Max Slater. Story and casting, Eric Kirkland. Production managers, Kenny DeLand and Howard Joslin. Assistant directors, Eric von Stroheim, Jr., Wally Jones, Al Murphy, and Stephen North. Production accountant, Herman Darstein. Production secretary, Joyce Lilly. Costume coordinator, Hope Price. Makeup, Webb Overlander. Hairdressing, Vivian Thompson. Wardrobe, Ted Parvin, Phyllis Gar, George Thompson, and John Perry. Visual consultant and titles by Sandy DeVore. And what's more, they were executed by Pacific. How's your popcorn? Copyrights MCMLXBIII by Sigma Productions Incorporated. Receipts on file. The story, the characters, and the incidents are fictitious. Ho-hum, etc., etc. It's a Paramount TM release, a Gulf Plus Western company, written by Mr. Doran William Cannon, produced and directed by Otto Preminger.
you want to have it early, you must puff, puff, puff.
You'll never lose your man if you drink Fat Cola. You'll never have to worry about losing him. You'll never lose your man if you drink Fat Cola. You'll never have to worry about being slim.
You don't exactly smell exactly like a garden full of roses in the summertime should smell.
Tell me what to do, I pray. What can I do? Tell me what to do, please do tell.
You need a deodorant.
I need a deodorant.
You need a brand new scent, new daisy chain deodorant. You need a deodorant.
Deodorant.
I said a brand new scent.
Deodorant. I need a brand new scent.
New daisy chain deodorant.
There's sun power, gun power, atomic power, fun power, power power, flower power, go power, and low power. And if power's all they really understand, we take the power of the flower and the power of the dough. We put them both together and we love them to death. Chai! Skidoo, skidoo. The only thing that matters is with who you do. Skidoo, skidoo. The only thing that matters is with who. Skidoo, I do. I do believe it really is the thing to do. Skidoo, skidoo. And the world can be a better place for you. Well, you gotta be good and you gotta be kind, but there's a lot of people think they gotta draw the line. They separate the good, the bad, the wrong from right. They forget about the color that's between the black and white, the groovy little in-between. The balance is with who you do. Skidoo, skidoo. The only thing that matters is with who. Skidoo, I doodly-o-doo. I do believe it really is the thing to do. Skidoo, skidoo. Between the one and three there is a two. Look around, and if you open your eyes, you may begin to think you shouldn't criticize the way another person wants to wear his hair. But in the overall analysis, the only thing that counts is the magic and the love you share. Skidoo, skidoo. The only thing that matters is with who you do. Skidoo, skidoo. The only thing that matters is with who. Skidoo, I do. Believe it really is the thing to do. Skidoo, skidoo, and the world can be a better place for you. Time is moving fast and there's a lot to see, so don't you trap yourself inside a boat that's floating on the sea. There's a better way of living if you take the time to try to live and love and take a breath and watch the scenery as the color slowly changes from 14 to 23. Skidoo.
That I work most of the time at night, I get to see a lot of daytime television. And for the sake of you guys in the audience who are at the office all day long, I'd like to give you a little example of what takes place on your TV set in the afternoon. We'll start with the newscast. Russia and the United States are at war. Missiles have been fired by both sides. Washington and Moscow are in flames. Details on these and other stories in just a moment. But first, this word about your laundry.
Pardon me, young man. Are you finished repairing my washing machine?
Obviously, madam, you are using a high suds detergent in your top-loading automatic. Or else you're washing a tent because something is stuffing up your lint filter here. This machine did not overflow. It threw up.
Now back to the news. Hollywood is in the news again tonight as another sensational divorce trial comes to an end. International film star, sex symbol Norma Hormone, was today awarded a divorce from her singer brain surgeon husband, Dr. Flip Medulla. The divorce had been delayed pending the legality of the couple's Peruvian marriage following her Mexican divorce from a Chinese guy. It's the third divorce for the 15-year-old film queen. Cooking show. No daytime rundown would be complete without a cooking show.
Hi there, folks. Welcome to the cooking show. A lot of you folks have been writing in asking us, how do you cook them grits? Here's a letter that says, how do you cook them grits? We're going to show you today how you cook them grits. Well, you kind of get them grits down in a shallow saucepan. You get you about 1.5 to 2 inches of water just above them grits, just above that line a little bit. You get that thing boiling good. You get a good rolling boil going. Get a good high rolling boil and get that thing boiling good. You get that steam coming off and you drain them a little bit and drain them a little bit and get a little bit of water off and drain them. You get a fat little moist little round little patty. Two little fat little moist little round little patties. Put them in a skillet, get them brown on one side and get them brown on the other side and then throw them away. They're no good, folks. You can't eat them.
Would you like to be Queenie or a day?
Here's our first candidate on Queenie for a day. What is your name, please?
Congalia Brackenridge.
Fine, that's a colorful name. Tell us this. Why do you feel you should be Queenie or a day?
Well, my husband is a blimp designer. And there isn't a lot of that kind of work around. And then us and the 7 kids got evicted. We're living in a no-parking zone. We have to move every day because of the alternate side of the street regulations. They towed away my eldest boy last week. And on top of that, some wise guy quiz show on the West Coast was going to reunite me with my sister, and that never worked out. And on the way home on the train, I hurt my spleen. I hit it on a siding, and I have to go in the hospital for a series of exploratory operations.
And if you're Queenie for a day, what would you like?
A set of golf clubs.
We'll be right back.
The most important commodity in my country today is its youth. And so I have written this letter to my children. You are not really children any longer. You've done a lot of growing up since the years of your childhood, and now you are teenagers. As I watch you now, it occurs to me, perhaps not too happily, that the years have slipped by quite rapidly. I don't feel old, but in your eyes, at least, I am surely not young. I don't know where the years have gone since we tucked away your first pair of baby shoes and began making plans for your future, and I don't know yet whether the plans were good ones. I'm quite certain we didn't do everything right, but what parent ever does? I know we've tried to teach you the difference between right and wrong, tried to provide a good home atmosphere for you, and tried very hard to set a good example by which you might live, but just in case we've left out a few things, I'd like to share a few current thoughts with you as you stand on the threshold of your adult future. You, my son, are fortunate indeed. You are looking toward horizons so far beyond those I knew at your age that I cannot begin to comprehend them, which perhaps is why I sometimes find it difficult to communicate with you. And you, my daughter, oh, when you were younger, I could play with you and laugh with you or dry your tears and console you, but now you're very close to being a woman. As such, you have bewitched and bewildered me. You have mixed fondness and frustration within me and have provoked both pride and perplexity. There have been times when I felt that both of you were leaving me behind you, relegating me like some old pilgrim piece to what you consider to be a kind of Stone Age yesterday. Well, maybe I am a little archaic at times. Maybe I haven't kept pace with the tempo of your today, but there are some things that never change. Not even for you. And they are the things I'd like to talk to you about right now. Life may be a little rougher for you, son. It usually is, even in what everybody says is a man's world. But don't be afraid of it. Don't fear adversity when it comes, because fear can defeat you. Face life with courage. And if you must one day face danger in the struggle to keep liberty alive, that courage will sustain you. As you go forth into the world, I would hope that you will judge other people for what they are, respecting them as human beings with hopes, dreams, and aspirations every bit as strong and as important as your own. There will be those along the way whom you cannot respect. There will be those who would cheat and lie and who would take away your freedom as an American. And there are those who would subvert the nobler instincts within you. I hope you'll have the judgment to recognize and steer clear of them.
What's in a greeting? How often do people really mean what they say? When someone says, "How are you?" do they really mean it? Or even care? How would you react if someone came up to you and said,
"Enjoy yourself"?
Kind of gets your attention, doesn't it?
Enjoy yourself.
Try it yourself. A major problem for broadcasters is that of sustained promotional activities that are effective over an extended period of time. Until, from the William B. Tanner Company, enjoy yourself.
Turn on your radio. Kick off your shoes. Let yourself enjoy yourself. W-A-N-T.
Gone are the days when a successful station can promote only during rating periods and remain the dominant factor in the market. Of course, it costs a lot of money to promote throughout the entire year. But with Enjoy Yourself, your local advertisers not only participate in your station promotion, but actually enhance your promotion and make it profitable.
Good morning, sweetheart.
Ruth?
Yeah?
Let's have breakfast out this morning. What do you say?
Sounds good.
We'll start off with a big, tall glass of orange juice, a few scrambled eggs, maybe some country ham and red-eye gravy, hot biscuits and honey, and to finish off the meal, a good, hot, strong cup of coffee and some pie. Yeah, some apple pie.
Hey, babe.
What is it, sugar?
You've just eaten up most of our food budget. Look, why don't I just go make you a really nice breakfast and enjoy yourself at home? I'll even serve you breakfast in bed.
Promise?
Enjoy yourself.
Economizing isn't easy. It's hard enough to make ends meet, let alone save anything. That's why First National Bank has started a very special service. Come in and talk to us. We'll help you find ways to cut corners and budget your money. First National Bank, member FDIC. Enjoy Yourself is the first totally coordinated station promotion created and designed to accommodate your station, your listeners, your advertisers, your entire potential listening audience. Enjoy Yourself is the most positive, dynamic identification for your station on the market today. Pleasing to the ear, yet hard-hitting, loaded with impact. But Enjoy Yourself is more than just an on-air promotion. Enjoy Yourself will be used with every public appearance and contact by your station during the entire year. Your station will maintain a high profile consistently with listeners and advertisers alike, and, of course, with your competition.
Sun is dropping through the trees.
The ways you can use Enjoy Yourself are limited only by your imagination. As an example, you might use Enjoy Yourself coupons or dollars to be redeemed with participating sponsors, a t-shirt promotion. Then there's the Enjoy Yourself weekend. There are, of course, many promotions outlined in your Enjoy Yourself guide, and many of the promotional items you can use are available to you with the copyrighted Enjoy Yourself logo at wholesale prices. Just consult your Enjoy Yourself guide for items, quantities, and availability. Such items as t-shirts, balloons, buttons, sweatshirts, coupons, Humphrey flyers, and many other items are available, including a gigantic 16-foot balloon. But even more important, let's examine your on-air sound. Country.
Life's as peaceful as you please.
Rock.
WKMX. Enjoy yourself. Saginaw.
MOR.
W. Enjoy yourself.
Easy listening. Enjoy Yourself is for anybody. Those short, innovative sounds you hear scattered throughout this presentation are called pushers for your station production. Production expanders that can be used with your voice over promos, PSAs, and short client productions. WKNX, with a cash-winning Enjoy Yourself weekend beginning Friday at WKNX. And instrumental thematic beds for voiceover copy, for station promos, advertiser copy, but most of all, for station promotions. Along with your 30 and 60 second station promos, these station songs will be local favorites within days in your market. 22 exciting vocal cuts, plus 6 30-second instrumental Enjoy Yourself tracks, and 6 60-second instrumental tracks. Also, 16 dynamic pushers. ...28 instrumental Enjoy Yourself tracks for unlimited production. 10 Enjoy Yourself thematics for revenue-producing Enjoy Yourself sponsors. A total of 50 exciting Enjoy Yourself cuts to generate enthusiasm with your entire listening audience. And that's not all. You'll receive samples and suggestions for Enjoy Yourself promotions. An Enjoy Yourself handbook to assist you in making Enjoy Yourself the most successful station promotion ever in your market. To reserve Enjoy Yourself exclusively for your market, discuss it with your Tanner rep. Or call Kurt Alexander or Keith Lee, person-to-person collect, at 901-320-4340. And enjoy yourself.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you are still listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver and the Generation Exploitation Podcast, as well, Laugh Tracks, a show about comedy. My name is Cliff Nesteroff. What we were just listening to there is a odd promotional LP called Enjoy Yourself, released by the William B. Tanner Company of Tennessee. And this record would have been released to radio stations exclusively to listen to and then decide whether or not they would want the William B. Tanner Company's services in helping them create a new sound for their radio station. And William B. Tanner was one of these Donald Trump or Jimmy Pattison type characters who was quite a wealthy businessman who and didn't exactly have the best business practices. He was all constantly in trouble with Tennessee authorities. But this LP with a blank white cover and a giant green balloon on it came out sometime in the mid-1970s. Before we listen to the William B. Tanner Company, Enjoy Yourself, we listen to a record called A Message for Americans by John Salisbury, as originally broadcast on radio station KXL, Portland, Oregon, and we listen to the track A Letter to My Children, John Salisbury, patriotic monologue. Before that, we heard a rousing version of the In Like Flint theme song, a spy film starring James Coburn off the album James Bond Double Feature, the big sound of Billy Strange, his guitar and orchestra. And I talk a lot about Billy Strange on this show. I think he's one of the greatest and most underrated studio musicians who ever existed. He performed on thousands of records. He arranged stuff for Frank Sinatra, for Nancy Sinatra. He played on the Beach Boys album Pet Sounds. He was an uncredited member of The Ventures, and he put out many fine solo LPs like this one, In Like Flint, Billy Strange. Before that, we heard George Carlin performing on The Ed Sullivan Show in 1967. And before George Carlin, we heard tracks off the soundtrack to a movie called Skidoo, a legendary 1968 Otto Preminger feature that starred an array of comedy stars and character actors, all of whom you heard the names of in the title theme that we listened to, sung by Harry Nilsson. The film starred Groucho Marx as a character named God, an LSD kingpin, and co-starred Jackie Gleason as a prisoner inmate who trips out on LSD after drinking the prison's water supply that has been spiked with acid. And this film has never been released on VHS or DVD, but it is available to watch in sort of a blurry format on YouTube. And also, you can watch clips on my own site, classicshowbiz.blogspot.com, where you can watch the Jackie Gleason acid trip sequence and also read the story about how Groucho Marx dropped LSD in order to prepare for this role. The film Skidoo, the soundtrack on RCA Victor, the music done by Harry Nilsson, and we heard a track off it as well, featuring Carol Channing singing the song Skidoo. Before that Skidoo montage, we heard from George Kirby, a very talented impressionist, stand-up comedian, dancer from the 1960s, one of the most legendary comedy figures in the African-American community of that era, perhaps not as well known to white audiences, but he did have considerable crossover fame with white audiences on The Ed Sullivan Show. And we heard George Kirby doing an impression of Gary Cooper and Walter Brennan. Before that, we heard a track from another movie called Out of Sight, not the George Clooney, Jennifer Lopez vehicle, but a different film that starred a cast of rock bands and musicians, a drive-in film from 1966, directed by Lenny Weinrib. And Lenny Weinrib is famous for doing the voice of H.R. Puffin Stuff, as well as the voice of Scrappy Doo, of Scooby-Doo fame. Lenny Weinrib was a fine character actor, writer, and director. He performed on several comedy records as well, made countless cameos in television shows of the 1960s, things like The Dick Van Dyke Show. And he directed this sort of teenage secret agent musical that has also never been released on home video. This one perhaps for more obvious reasons, although I would love to see it, I never have. but it features the bands Freddie and the Dreamers, Dobie Gray, the Astronauts, the Knickerbockers, the Turtles, Gary Lewis, and the Playboys, several others, and we listen to an instrumental track by Nick Venett and the Nick Venett Orchestra, who did the underscore for this movie, and the ZZR theme was the name of the track that we heard. Before that, we heard another great spy music track, this one by Ray Martin and his orchestra, the theme from a television show called The FBI, and the LP is titled Thunderball and Other Thriller Music. During the James Bond craze of the 1960s, there were hundreds of these LPs that were just quick knockoffs on the spy music variations, but some of them were real gems, like this one, Ray Martin and his orchestra, theme from The FBI. Before that, we heard off a strange record called Coiffure Dynamics, a unique audio-visual self-teaching method for hairstyling, according to the album, and also how to approach and speak if you make an appointment at a French beauty salon. And this record came with diagrams and a booklet put out by a guy named Norbert, or maybe Norbert, who looks stunningly like Peter Sellers from 1967. And we started this set with tracks from a great comedian named Godfrey Cambridge off his record, Here Is Godfrey Cambridge. And you also heard the audio to the film trailer Cotton Comes to Harlem, which starred Godfrey Cambridge. That does it for this edition of the Generation Exploitation Podcast and Laugh Tracks, a show about comedy on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Cliff Nestroff, and I'll leave you now with another track by a fine, fine African-American comic who was a big deal in the 1960s. This is Pigmeat Markham, Here Come the Judge.
Yeah, he, this court is now in session. His Honor, Judge Pigmeat Markham presiding. Yeah, he, the coat of swing is just about ready to do that thing. I don't want no tears, I don't want no lies. Above all, I don't want no alibis. This judge is hip, and that ain't all. He'll give you time if you're big or small. Fall in line, or this court is neat. Peace, brother.
Whoa, here come the judge. Here come the judge. Everybody know that he is the judge.
Everybody, near and far, I'm going to Paris to stop this war. All those cats got to listen to me, because I am the judge that you can plainly see. I want a big round table when I get there. I won't sit down to one to square. I'm going to lay down the law. They better not budge. I bust some head because I am the judge.
He is the judge. He is the judge. Everybody knows that he is the judge. Who's there?
Eyes.
Eyes who?
Eyes your next door neighbor. Out of this courtroom.
Judge, your honorship high, sir. Did I hear you say order in the court?
Yes, I said order.
Well, I'll take two cans of beer, please.
I had a chat with Ho Chi Minh. Sip rice wine and chase my gin. Won't take long unless I miss my guess. I have you out of this doggone mess. To Bobby Mac, let them know I'm coming back. Sit right down with Rockin' Nicks. Teach them both some of Pigmeat's tricks.
Judge, you're on a Pigmeat, sir. Don't you remember me?
No, who are you, boy?
Well, I'm the fella that introduced you to your wife.
To my wife?
Yeah.
Life, you son of a gun, you. Come November election time, you vote your way and I vote mine. Is a tie and the money gets spent. Vote for Pigmeat Markham president. I am the judge. I am the judge. Everybody knows I am the judge. I am the judge. I am the judge.
Everybody knows that he is the judge.
Now, everybody know I am the judge.
W-A-K-Y, the big 79. W-A-K-Y, the big 79. W-A-K-Y, Louisville, Kentucky. W-A-K-Y. W-A-K-Y. W-A-K-Y, Louisville, Kentucky. W-A-K-Y.